Oscar on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
Like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie App, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out, upside or down, or maybe your projects are now upside down. Well, whatever's going on, if you've run into some challenges, some problems, some issues, let us know because we are here to help you take it from the to-do list to the already done list. You can reach us a couple of different ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's the time of year when we're starting to see some limits on outdoor water use, kind of in those dog days of summer now, and that kind of makes you wonder if your lawn is destined to become a dead, dry wasteland. Well, the good news is it won't, as long as you avoid one thing. We'll tell you what you need to know to conserve water and still have a beautiful yard throughout a possible drought.
And when you look up, is the view less than exciting? You know, decorative ceilings could be the solution to turn a blank and bland ceiling into an architectural showpiece. We're going to share some tips just ahead.
And we're going to talk terrazzo. You know, that's been pretty much proven as a floor that is durable and beautiful. It's also got a lot of history to it. But, you know, while traditional terrazzo is really expensive to install, stone-based terrazzo coating systems are not. And they are super easy to apply, and we're going to share tips on how you can have a terrazzo floor in literally a weekend.
All right, but first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, dealing with a repair, or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And this is episode 2230. You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. And I'm really excited about today's episode, Leslie, because we have an amazing giveaway courtesy of our very good friends at Trex. Now, you may recall they just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit. It's exclusive at Lowe's. Well, they've given us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project or any other project that you might fund through your Lowe's purchases. And we're going to give that away to one caller. Now, how do you qualify? Well, you got to have a question. You got to reach out to us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. You can post your question at moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button or through our social media channels. And we're going to pull one name out of the Money Pit hard hat for that $500 gift card to Lowe's at the conclusion of today's show. Hey, so what are you waiting for? Let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy from Ohio is on the line with a weird problem.
the toilet in our upstairs bathroom makes a squealing noise when we run our washer on the utility floor. Now, it hasn't always done that. It started doing it recently, and we had a plumber here who told us that something wasn't properly vented, but I don't understand why it would suddenly happen. I don't think our venting has changed, and I'm not even sure how plumbing is vented. So we are looking to solve that issue. If you can help us with it, I'd be grateful.
Well, to your last question, Kathy, plumbing is vented because basically when you flush water down your pipes, you have to have some air that follows behind it so that it doesn't back up. It doesn't sort of drag. And that's what the venting does. It lets the air in and also lets the sewage gases get out. Now, in terms of why this is happening, I'm a little bit confused by this, Leslie, because typically when you get a squeal, that's on the supply side. That's on the water supply side. And when it comes from a toilet, it's almost always caused by the fill valves. Now, if the plumber is attributing this to having something to do with the venting, he may be seeing in the toilet that sometimes you get gurgling in a toilet when it's not vented well. And if the water inside the tank goes down, maybe, and it's got a bad fill valve, it tries to fill itself back up and it squeals, and that would account for the fact that it's happening now, and it hasn't happened, you know, in the past. It's just sort of a developmental thing. But I would be curious to know what the plumber thought the solution was, because you can't just say, well, it's got a problem, but I can't fix it. You know, that's what you're there to do, and there's lots of ways to address venting. If it hasn't happened before and it is a vent issue, it also could be a blockage somewhere down the line. So there's more unanswered questions here than questions, but I will tell you that normally those squeals have to do with valves. And they usually have to do with toilet valves, because when they don't fully open, they're going to squeal a little bit as the water goes through. And copper plumbing will telegraph that sound all over the house. So it can sound, you can hear it in every single room, even though it's happening up there in the bathroom.
All right, now we've got William from Texas on the line. William, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
Well, my daughter bought a house, and the person that she bought the house from smoked cigarettes. And the house, as soon as you walked in the door, the cigarette smell hit you. And it was basically throughout the house. And we're in the process of trying to figure out how we're going to get all that smell out, short of ripping the walls out.
Does the house have carpet?
Yes.
Then it's probably got to go. I mean, you can try steam cleaning it, but it gets into the padding and everything else. The least you have to do is steam clean it. But what you want to do on the walls is you want to paint the walls with a really good primer. And so an oil-based primer or an alkali-based primer will seal in that odor. Clean the walls well. Use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, to wash them down, and then prime the walls. If you don't prime the walls, the odor will basically permeate right through the new paint. But if you clean them and you prime them well, that will go a long way towards getting rid of a lot of that odor. That plus removing the carpet, or at least steam cleaning the carpet, are the two most important things to do.
Yeah, and you know what? If you do end up removing the carpet, make sure they remove the padding as well. And if it's a wood subfloor, you want to paint it again with that same, you know, odor-blocking primer, because that will do a lot to help with that as well. And I don't know if you've held on to any of the draperies or any other soft goods from the previous owners. Just get rid of them or really have them cleaned well.
Okay. That will work. I appreciate your answer.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What are you working on this August weekend? We are counting down the days till the Goldilocks home improvement season arrives, which is fall because the weather's just right. But you can tackle a lot of stuff in these beautiful last few weekends of summer. So let us know how we can help you get all of those projects done. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you facing a water shortage in your part of the nation and want to save your lawn from becoming a dusty, dry wasteland? Well, as long as you don't do one thing, it can survive. We'll tell you what that is and how you can still have a beautiful yard when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Caffel Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Caffel Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Caffel Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Caffel Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit CaffelFilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's CaffelFilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you've got a home improvement question, now would be an excellent time to reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com, because we've got a great giveaway going out to one listener drawn at random from those that reach out to us with their questions. It is from our friends at Trex. It is a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with a new project. Now, Trex has got this new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and that would be a great project to take on this time of year. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all the materials needed to build a 12-by-16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. You know, this Transcend board, we just had the Transcend delivered to our house, Leslie, because as you know, I'm building a Trex deck right now, and it is absolutely beautiful. You know, I've watched composites over the years and how they have transformed. This Trex Transcend piece, I have this Island Mist color, and it looks just like driftwood that floated up the Jersey Shore, except it's a lot tougher. So we are looking forward, actually, to this weekend starting that project. And if you're interested in taking on a Transcend deck kit yourself, Check out the Lowe's products at Lowe's.Trex.com. It's Lowe's.Trex.com. But if you'd like to win a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because those, the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something, so it sits down below the surface, probably at least, maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant. And when that dries, it'll expand and contract. And because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and you'll, there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab. And you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future, but that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Well, with all the water shortages across the nation, many towns are imposing limits on outdoor water use in the summer. And homeowners, they're wondering how to avoid having their yard turn into a dead, dry wasteland. Well, you can conserve water and still have a beautiful yard, but it all starts with your soil.
Well, that's right. You can amend your soil so the plants don't need as much water. Now, a soil amendment is really just a fancy word for something that you mix into the soil to make it better. So, for example, if you've got sandy soil or gravelly or decomposed granite soil, it'll hold water better and nutrients better if you add some well-decomposed materials like a finished compost, aged manure, and peat moss. Now, if you've got soil that's very clay-like, you can improve the aeration, make it breathe better, and that's going to make it water better because it improves the infiltration. If you add something that's sort of fibrous, like wood chips or peat and straw mixed together, these will all make the soils much better in terms of supporting the plant growth that's going to go into them.
Okay. Now, once you've got good soil, you're going to want to choose plants that are, one, native to your region, and two, able to thrive in your area's heat zone. I mean, these native plants, they're made to sort of withstand the climate where you live because they're grown there, so they're going to do better given the conditions that they're in. Now, finally, let's talk about watering. Now, it's important to make sure that the water you give your plants is going to be as effective as possible. You want to use drip irrigation rather than overhead watering. Plants are going to take in water more efficiently when you apply it to their roots rather than their leaves, and watering directly at the roots also conserves water that would be lost to evaporation or runoff during that overhead watering. Now, also think about when you water. If you water earlier in the day, preferably before 6 a.m., this is where those programmed sprinklers come in really handy. Unless you are an early riser like me, you know, if you water it before 6 a.m., that also prevents evaporation. If you water towards the evening, that's not really very advisable because if the plant goes to bed wet, like say it gets cooler in the evening and the soil is still wet, there's a good chance that it could get a fungal disease. So you want to be careful about the timing. It's super important.
Yeah, you want to water deeply but infrequently. That's the idea. So a good soaking once or twice a week should be plenty. You don't have to water every single day.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line who's got an air conditioner that doesn't always smell so great. What's going on, Jeff?
I can't smell. The wife can smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
we smell everything.
There's a smell emanating from somewhere. I thought it was maybe the basement drain was not flowing like it should. And she seems to think that she says it comes on, the smell comes about when the air is turned on, when the air comes on. So,
okay.
So maybe it's duct cleaning, or am I on the right track?
Maybe. So let's talk about some basics. If we want to get to the bottom of this, we could start with duct cleaning just to kind of eliminate that as a possibility. The second thing we should talk about is, what kind of filter do you have?
Just your generic basic one from, you know, the hardware store.
Yeah, that's a problem. So what I want you to do is, I want you to pick up a Filtrete filter, 3M Filtrete brand, and they sell one that that has a activated charcoal built into it and is specifically designed for eliminating odors. It's called the Filtrete Home Odor Reduction Filter. And it's got activated charcoal built in, and so that's designed specifically to get rid of the odors, and it, of course, it does a great job with dust and pollen and mold and that sort of thing.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And that's going to make your wife very, very happy.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, this is the time of year to be outside enjoying your property, but Grace is on the line with some issues with the patio that needs restoration. What's going on?
We have a patio that's 40 years old. It's concrete. It has soldier edge bricking all the way around it. But some of the portions have raised and are actually a little dangerous. And some of the portions also have just turned color. In short, it's an ugly patio. What are options, and whom do we call?
Well, Grace, I mean, I think the good news is that the fact that you've got a patio with a soldier's edge around it is nice. Now, for those who are wondering what that is, that's when you take brick and you stack it vertically and use it as a border for, in this case, the patio. And apparently they're broken off and they're falling apart and they're somewhat dangerous. But the fact that it's there is kind of cool. I would investigate the possibility of actually doing a restoration job on that, where you basically remove all the loose brick and re-mortar it in place. You may need to have a mason do that. But in terms of the concrete that's left, Leslie, there's so many nice finishes to that today. You know, you have the terrazzo coatings, for example, that are absolutely beautiful, and other options. I think that between restoring the soldier course and then refinishing that patio surface, I think that could look pretty nice.
I mean, I think it could look really nice, and especially if there's something, you know, special about that brick, if it's, you know, antiqued or dated back to a certain, you know, time period when the home was built. Like, that's really special and deserves being preserved. It's interesting, you know, you hardly ever hear that term soldiering or soldiered, and I think that applies to it, pretty much any sort of tile. It's like a pattern, so brick, tile, and it's when everything stands on edge like a tall like a soldier. And then if you were to, say, do a soldier pattern on a tile wall, they're all stacked, you know, vertically and horizontally, so that everything's in line, like there's nothing that's offset.
Yeah, you don't overlap the joints.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really a lovely pattern, and the fact that it's with this brick is really special. And I think for the top, you know, you're right, Deich Coatings has so many different applications that you can use to give a nice, solid, durable surface. It can have, you know, a texture, a pattern. It can look like marble. It can look like terrazzo. It can look like so much. So that's definitely an option. And I think with, you know, a little bit of work here, you can really have something super special.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, helping you tackle all of your home improvement to-dos with confidence. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when you look up, is the view less than exciting? You know, decorative ceilings could be the solution to turn a blank and bland ceiling into an architectural showpiece. We're going to share some tips just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we've got a great quick summertime tip here from the experts at Energy Star. Here you go. If you replace your five most frequently used bulbs around the house with Energy Star bulbs, you could save as much as $75 a year. Ultra-efficient, ultra-long-lasting LEDs, they do cost a little bit more up front, but you'll most likely earn back that cost in energy savings in less than a year. So go ahead, make that switch today.
You know, we actually, I just bought two spotlights that are LEDs, but these are integrated LEDs, so they don't have bulbs. The light is actually built into it. And I was really impressed with them. First of all, they were about $50 a piece. So not inexpensive, but these were really sturdy. They were just as bright as four separate spotlights that we had before. We had, on this house that we've bought, we had one of these, spotlight fixtures that had like four different spotlight bulbs coming out of it. And when I added it all up, we were going to get more light out of one of these LEDs, and it was going to cost like a tiny fraction of what the expense was to run it. And not only that, the fixtures today, we can adjust not only the brightness, but we can adjust the color of the bulb. So if you like it to be, you know, really stark white, kind of like that blue white, there's a setting for that, or you can rotate it all the way down to the other side, which gives you sort of that warm, that orangey kind of color. So a lot of function, a lot of flexibility, and a lot of energy savings with these LED lights these days. So definitely something to look into. Well, when you look up, is the view of your ceiling less than a bit exciting? Well, decorative ceilings could be the solution. Now, with a decorative ceiling, you can turn your blank and your bland ceiling into really an architectural showpiece. Now, Leslie, this is your area of expertise. So if you want to add some charm to a charmless ceiling, what kinds of options do we have? Because we're all starting with the same sort of blank slate, right?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, there's different levels of ornamentation, if you will, for a ceiling. And I think the most simple one, which I take for granted, I have crown molding at home, but, you know, I'm always looking at a house and wanting to move. And I can't believe how many homes don't have crown molding in the majority of spaces. And that really is the simplest way to elevate your room stature. It's going to draw your eyes up to the ceiling. And, you know, wood truly is a top choice for more traditional woodworkers and builders alike. But today you can also choose moldings that are made from foam and flexible polyurethane. They're going to last longer. They're not going to warp or deteriorate. And they really do look just like the real thing once you get them up. So don't shy away from an option like that. Now, another way to go is adding a ceiling medallion. Now, these really give you a focal point in sort of like the midpoint of your ceiling. Some people do them, you know, on top of a chandelier. Some people put them, you know, smack in the middle of a room with no light fixture in the room. It depends. You can find beautiful plaster vintage ones at architectural salvage shops. You can find foam or polyurethane ones at home centers that are meant to go with a chandelier. Paint them the same color as the ceiling, and they look gorgeous. And again, so many different styles. So if you want something more ornate or more modern, you've got it as available choices. Now, here's something else that gets pretty bold. It's putting tin, you know, those tin tiles that are pressed across the entire ceiling. They're beautiful. They really do look timeless. And there are thousands, literally, of panel patterns that you can choose from. And some of them have actually remained unchanged since tin ceilings came into style after the Civil War, and others definitely have a more modern appeal. Now, you can get more ornate, more woodwork involved. We can talk about a coffered ceiling. That's sort of when you see very, very decorative molding trim that sort of comes down off of the ceiling, creating these recessed boxes into your ceiling. Granted, it's just the ceiling, but the molding and the decorative part there does extend down. And sometimes it can extend down as far as 6 inches. You know, you've got to have the ceiling height for it, but it is fancy. It is beautiful. It really makes a big statement in a space. You're going to find a lot of new-built homes have this. Paint them the same color as the ceiling, and the room is stunning.
Now, sometimes a homeowner sort of fears or shies away from putting anything on a white ceiling for fear of making the room look smaller or the ceiling look lower. Is that really a genuine fear? Can that happen? Or is this sort of like a trick of the eye when you make these ceiling treatments that it can actually make it seem bigger?
I mean, I think it depends, really. I love painting a ceiling the same color as the walls. It depends on the size of the space. It depends on how adventurous you are. I don't ever think it makes the room feel smaller. I also really enjoy putting a wallpaper on the ceiling. this is kind of right on the nose, but I was looking at one that was black with sort of like a vintage celestial pattern. So, yes, it was stars and moons, but it was very ethereal and kind of modern, but also gypsy. And I thought that would look amazing on a ceiling. So don't shy away from doing something like that. It can open up the room. It can make the room feel bigger, more well-designed, more thought out. And if you're afraid to go too far from white, think about like a blush pink or something that just has like a slight tint of color off the white, and that changes the whole feel of the room.
I'm sorry. When you say put wallpaper on the ceiling, I just go right to 20 years from now when somebody wants to get that off and they're like laying on their back upside down and scaffolding going, what were they thinking? Wallpaper on the ceiling.
Come on. You know I'm never moving, so I'm going to do it. This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, terrazzo has been proven as a floor that's both durable and beautiful. But while traditional terrazzo is costly and it's really expensive to install, stone-based terrazzo coating systems are not, and they're super easy to install. We're going to share some tips next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuikCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuikCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuikCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be.
Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, Money Pit listeners, we've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex. They just launched a brand new Trex Transcend deck kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with your project. Now, the Trex Transcend deck kit, that includes all of the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. You can head on over to Lowe's.com. You can order the kit right there, and everything you need for that project is going to either be available at the local store or shipped directly to the project site. Hopefully, that's your backyard making a beautiful deck. You can find the Trex Transcend decking exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
That $500 Lowe's gift card is going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question. So make that you, and you got to have a home improvement question. It's got to be a real one to qualify. So call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or head to moneypit.com and just click on the blue microphone button to record your question.
Janet in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
So options other than tile for a bathroom wall. So I think, Leslie, first we have to consider durability here. And if you don't want to go tile, then I'm thinking probably a surround. One of these pre-made surrounds, probably the way to go, right?
I mean, they're going to be the best way to go. They're clean. You know, they're seamless except at the corners. So you have a nice, smooth, solid wall that's, you know, virtually leak-proof except for the areas that you attach to, floor, sides. So the wall itself is going to be great. And they do come in a variety of colors. They can look like they have tile pressed into them. You know, I mean, lots of different ways to use it.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of skill required to install them because they're not going to fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width. And, of course, they have to be glued in place, and you have to be caulked at the bottom. But I think that's a really good, inexpensive, effective option for you if you don't want to go with tile.
Well, for hundreds of years, terrazzo has been proven as a floor that's both durable and beautiful. But while traditional terrazzo is costly and it's very expensive to install, Deich Coating's new terrazzo flooring system is not. Now, this is a stone-based liquid flooring system that works indoors and out, and it provides a very realistic and attractive appearance.
Now, applying this stuff is really easy. You just mix the product, you pour it on the floor, and you roll it out to spread the product evenly across the surface. 1 gallon covers 60 square feet, so that makes it a great selection for a porch, steps, little patio, or you can order more and cover your pool decks, your basements, or your garage floors. So there's a lot of flexibility there. And once that terrazzo dries, you just put a sealer on top of it, and you are good to go. It completely resurfaces the existing floor or concrete surface with a flexible and watertight, very easy to clean finish.
Yeah, and you've essentially got the beauty of real granite, but you just roll it on, and it's super tough stuff, too. It's been tested for water, salt, chemicals, impact, abrasion resistance, and it also resists hot tire pickup, plus mold and mildew. I mean, this thing is tough. Now, the product even covers and hides hairline cracks and minor flaws in your existing surface.
The terrazzo is available in 6 pre-mixed colors. It dries quickly. It cleans up easily with water. You'll find the terrazzo along with other Deich Coatings primers and decorative concrete products online at Lowe's or at DeichCoatings.com.
Lisa from Delaware is on the line with a chimney question. Lisa, what can we do for you today?
I have 2 chimneys. One is a brick chimney and the other one with a stucco chimney. I recently had them both repaired. The brick chimney needed to be repointed, and above the brick chimney, underneath the stainless steel cap, I guess, I don't know if it's cement or mortar, but that was all cracked. And in the winter, the ice would form between the cracks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had that repaired. The other chimney that was stucco had a hairline crack in it, and they suggested restuccoing the chimney and stippling it, which is like a popcorn ceiling type of an effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all that was done. Now they told me wait about 6 months, and then I should have it sealed to protect it. Now it's $75 a chimney to get it sealed.
So what they're talking about is a masonry sealer, and you probably don't need this. It's not like you need it to protect it. Usually you put sealers on if you're concerned about leaks. But If you are going to put a sealer on it, they're silicone-based, and you have to make sure that you use one that's vapor-permeable. Some of the older sealer products out there are not vapor-permeable, and that means that moisture gets in, it gets trapped under the surface of the concrete, and then it'll freeze and spall or crack, and that could actually accelerate the deterioration of the chimney itself. So if you use a good quality silicone sealer that's vapor-permeable, it can slow the absorption of moisture into the chimney, but I've just not sure you need it. The kinds of things that you're talking about doing, except for the total restuccoing of the chimney, I don't know if I would have gone that far just to repair a crack. But the other things that you're talking about are all entirely expected. You know, having to repoint some mortar, having to repair a cracked chimney cap, a concrete cap around the chimney. Those are all normal. I don't necessarily think that putting a sealer on is going to have that much of a major effect of slowing down any further deterioration. I think it's just sort of wear and tear.
Okay, and if it's not vapor permeable, it could even harm it.
That's correct. Exactly right, Lisa.
So I should ask the mason then if it's, you know, but he could tell me anything. He could say, yeah, it is.
Well, it's very easy. Find out what product he's using and go look up the product online and read about it.
But you're saying really it's probably not worth it.
I don't know. I don't know that it's totally necessary. Unless the chimneys are leaking, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, where we are tackling home improvement projects together. We're coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we're going to help Joel with a project that's going on at his Money Pit. He's searching for the best floor for his basement. Lots of choices out there, but they're not all right for that space. So stick around.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Vagueness in any kind of an agreement. So my first piece of advice is this. I hope you have your own architect, because you need a set of plans for the house you want to build done for you, not through the contractor. Because an architect would make sure that everything is in that set of plans, including specifications for cabinets and appliances and faucets and fixtures and all that stuff, because there's just such a wide range of quality. One builder's set of everything being included is going to be a heck of a lot different than another. So you need to really specify that out. That is critical, because only when you have a set of plans that both builders are bidding on can you fairly compare them. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. You'd have to make adjustments all across the board on a line item by line item basis for everything that differs. There's just so many different ways that this could go wrong. You really can't start there with two contractors that want to give you a set of plans for two different houses. You got to start with one. I'm going to presume for this argument that you have maybe a piece of property and either of them can put the house on it, but you really need to back this up, get an architect first, design it, and then you give those plans to the carpenters or to the contractors, and they can give you an apples-to-apples comparison. They'll all be bidding on the same thing. If they don't particularly like something in the specs, then you can make adjustments on a case-by-case basis. But that's not going to be the whole thing. That might be like, well, we don't use this brand of floor covering. We use this other, or we prefer to put this much insulation, and your contract specifies something else. Those are easy adjustments to make, but you just got to get into those nitty-gritty details. Otherwise, you got nothing to compare. I mean, beyond that, then I would be looking at all their past customers, their past houses. I'd be speaking with the folks whose homes they've built, both this year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, see how everything is holding up, and especially make sure you have a good sense as to, you know, what their working practices are too, because you need to get a sense that they're going to be on your house and only on your house and not skipping around through a bunch of other projects.
All right. Good luck with that, Vicki, and make sure there's two guest rooms for Tom and I to come visit. All right. Now, Joel writes, my family is growing, so I'm looking to make my basement a usable space. The problem is the flooring. It's poured concrete, but it has a lot of rise and fall. The main floor joist has a range of 98 inches to 107 inches. What do you suggest?
Well, first of all, you're not going to change the rise or the fall of that floor. But in terms of the basement flooring, I would choose a product that's designed for damp areas. And you have tons of choices these days. You could look at some of the laminate products. You could look at the engineered vinyl planks. You could look at the hybrid stone products like Duravana from LL Flooring. Incredibly durable and can go in a completely damp location like that without any impact whatsoever. But whatever you do, don't use hardwood, because that's going to warp.
Yeah, good luck with that, Joel. It's always nice to have the extra space for people to hang out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer day. We hope that you are enjoying the space around your home. If you're in the midst of a project, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. The Democrat majority in the House yesterday passed President Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, but the question is, will it really do that? Economic analysis of the proposal suggests probably not anytime soon. Now, part of the bill allocates money to hire thousands of new IRS agents. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network, according to the U.S. Army website, about 90,000 soldiers make up an Army field unit.
We're basically putting in place a field army's worth of IRS agents. And if you think that's innocuous, well, then you've never been audited.
The Republican says that should worry every taxpayer, regardless of how much you make. Here's the numbers.
We're talking a $90 billion slush fund for the IRS, in addition to 87,000 new IRS agents. The whole thing is absolutely insane.
Gallagher says he's unsure if Democrats recognize they're headed for a disaster in November and want to spend as much as they can in the meantime, or if they really believe that their act improves the chances at the polls. Author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized after an attack yesterday in upstate New York. His alleged assailant today entered a not guilty plea on charges of attempted murder and assault.
Hadi Matar is from New Jersey, where it is understood searches of the property where he lives are being carried out. His parents migrated to the U.S. from Lebanon. Reports say a law enforcement review of his social media accounts suggests he was sympathetic to the causes of the Iranian Revolution Guards, a major military and political force in Iran. In 1989, Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, issued a death sentence on Sir Salman, accusing him of blasphemy for his book The Satanic Verses. Though Iran has now distanced itself from the fatwa, the bounty has never been withdrawn.
BBC's Raiza Iqbal reporting.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The insect that's been bugging you may be smarter than you think.
Trillions of insects migrate across the globe each year, yet little is known about their journeys. So to look for clues, scientists in Germany took to the skies, placing tiny trackers on the backs of giant moths and followed them by plane. To the researchers' surprise, the moths seemed to have a strong sense of where they were going. Even when the winds changed, the insects stayed on a straight course, the scientists reported in the journal Science. Their flight paths suggest these death's head hawk moths have some complex navigation skills, challenging earlier ideas that insects are just wanderers. Keith Peters reporting.
Louisiana faces a deadline later this year to replace its voting systems, the most outdated and unreliable of any state. But conspiracy theories and false claims threaten to derail the process. Townhall.com. Cleanup efforts continue in Wyoming after a pipeline cracked.
The diesel pipeline, owned by a company that's being sued by federal prosecutors over previous spills in two other states, cracked open and released more than 45,000 gallons of fuel. The spill was discovered by the pipeline's operator July 27th. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality says the fuel spilled into sandy soil on a private ranch land near the small community of Sussex and did not spread very far. Jason Walker reporting.
San Francisco testing out three custom-made trash cans this summer, part of a search that began back in 2018 when officials wanted to replace the thousands of round public bins that have been on the streets for nearly 20 years. City promises the new bins will be in place by the end of 2023. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, Quick Creep, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get projects done around your money pit. If you are thinking about getting something done now or want to plan a project for the fall, or you got something that's bugging you, maybe the floor's squeaking, the toilet's leaking, or you want to update the kitchen cabinets or the bathrooms or the countertops or the lighting, hey, now would be a really good time to reach out to us because, hey, that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for over 20 years, and we love our job. I especially love my job because before this, I used to spend a good part of my day crawling through very hot attics and then bellying through very damp, nasty crawl spaces and finding termites and stuff like that. And this is much easier, Leslie, I got to say. You know, just going to the studio, really do appreciate that. But most importantly, we appreciate you, and we love helping you with those projects. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, hey, are you overflowing with yard tools and pool toys and lawn chairs and kid bikes? Wondering what to do with all that stuff when the weather starts to chill? Well, you might be ready to build a shed. Whether you want to do that to just store the overflow or create that perfect man cave or she shed or we shed, these projects are more popular than ever, and we're going to have some pro tips to help you do it right.
All right. Now, when you think about crafting projects, what comes to mind? Scrapbooking, needlepoint? How about concrete?
Yeah, that's my material choice for a project, concrete.
Yeah, you can craft with concrete. So we're going to share some tips.
You can.
You can. So we're going to share some tips on a whole new way to create fun and useful craft projects using this very sturdy building material.
And you might think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it can also wreak some pretty serious havoc on your siding and cause major carpenter ant problems? We're going to have tips on the best way to manage those creepy vines.
But first, let us know what you are working on in these last few summer weekends. Maybe you've got an outside project. Maybe you're finally making that deck beautiful to enjoy those last few weeks of summer. Well, whatever it is, give us a call. Let us lend you a hand. Plus, we've got a great giveaway this hour, courtesy of Trex, who just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. Now, Trex has provided us a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project.
So give us a call right now with your questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat. You might just win that $500 gift card to Lowe's. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on MoneyPit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, I had just bought a house that was built in 1995. It's a 4,000 square foot underground home.
Wow, that sounds neat.
And it's not a transformed, like, missile. I've been to Oklahoma, and I've seen these, like, missile launching areas that have been sort of retaken over and turned into homes.
No, this is actually a underground concrete structure that was specifically built to be a house.
Do you get to mow your roof?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Very cool. So what can we help you with?
Well, I knew when I bought this that it had a few leaks, and being that the house is getting close to being 20 years old, I feel that it's time to probably remove the dirt and expose and probably replace the roof, and especially since I have some leaks. I'm having trouble finding somebody that deals with any kind of underground structure home, and especially like in roof ceiling of that nature. And I was curious if, I mean, I'm sure this is probably going to be an expensive undertaking, but furthermore, after I go back and get it all done, when I find the contractor to do it, what maybe is there some care, preventative maintenance that how I care for that underground roof system, so I'm not coming back, you know, at a later date and time and going back through the same process?
There's no way we could give you the answer to that question, but we can give you some advice on how to approach it. What I would do is I would find an architect to spec out this roof project, because it's a big project, 4,000 square foot roof. And I would have an architect or an engineer spec out the project. Let them do the research on what is the most viable materials out there right now available to replace this roof with, and have them prepare a specification for that. It's worth the investment, because then with that spec, you can bring it to qualified contractors, and I would guess probably the best contractors would be those that do commercial roofing, not residential roofing. And have them follow this specification exactly. I would not try to find a roofing contractor that has their own personal idea of how to do this, because you're not going to find somebody that's experienced in these homes. It's too unique. But if you find a building professional that could spec this out for you, do the research on the best way to replace that roof, that spec will be very valuable to you.
Perfect. That's a great idea. Never even thought of that.
All right. Well, good luck, Stan.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it.
We got to work smarter, not harder, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Mary in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I'm redoing my basement, and I'm wondering about flooring. It has had a rubber-backed carpet, which has been taken up, so we're down to the concrete, and I'm just wondering what would be a good thing to put back down on the floor there.
So rubber-backed carpet was kind of popular at one point in time, but generally speaking, we don't recommend carpet for basements because they're so damp. You can build up a lot of debris down there that can cause allergic reactions. You get dust mites and all that sort of thing that will nest in the carpet. So I would look to a smooth surface material. So your options might be laminate floor, which is beautiful. It could look like hardwood floor or tile.
It's made of different composite materials. It's very, very tough surface. And it floats. It's not glued down. It floats on top of the floor. Or you could choose a special type of hardwood floor called engineered hardwood. Now, solid hardwood would not be recommended for a basement because it's too moist, but engineered is made up of different layers of hardwood. It kind of looks like the guts of it kind of look like plywood, but the surface, it looks like a regular hardwood floor. You can't really tell the difference once it's down. And I think that would be a good option as well.
I really like the carpet down there.
Use area rugs. You're just going to be sad. It's just going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to make you feel yucky. It's going to feel damp down there.
And it's a very dated look today, too. I mean, things have changed in terms of decor. And I think the solid surface of a laminate floor or an engineered hardwood floor would be much more common today.
Is there something feasible in the price range, though?
Yeah, I mean, laminate floor is really affordable. You can get that for as little as maybe $4 a square foot.
Yeah, you know what? Go online. I've seen laminate flooring just south of $2 a square foot. So there's really some great options that are very affordable out there.
Okay, thank you.
Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, helping you tackle all your home improvement projects, whether you're lounging poolside or maybe thinking about those fall projects. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you looking for a bit more room for outdoor storage? You're going to have options for he sheds, she sheds, and even we sheds when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately, you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you guys like to win a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with some projects? Well, you can do that because we've got an amazing giveaway courtesy of Trex. Now, they just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's, and they've given us a $500 Lowe's gift card to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit includes all the Trex materials required to build a 12 by 16 foot Trex deck, and that includes Trex top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and Trex hideaway hidden fasteners. Now, these fasteners are very cool because essentially it means you're not going to see any nails or screws in that beautiful Trex deck surface. Now, you can order this deck kit, which is one click on Lowe's.com. You'll get all the Trex products you need. They'll have it ready for pickup, or you can ship it directly to your project site. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit is available exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and that $500 gift card to Lowe's from Trex is going out to one very, very lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. And yes, you must have a home improvement question in order to qualify for this drawing. Call us now at 888-MONEYPIT with that question, or head to moneypit.com, click the blue microphone button, and record your question right there.
Bob in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a faulty garage door opener diagnosed by the manufacturer having a bad circuit board. And the question I have is with regard to surge protection of garage door openers. And there are two types that I can identify. One, like you might use for your electronic equipment, and a special garage door opener made by a company, Chamberlain, that has not only protection for the basic motor and the circuit board, but also for the control panels.
Okay, so first of all, are you going to repair the garage door opener and put the new circuit board in it, Bob?
Yes, because it's under warranty, and they'll replace the part for free, but the laborer has to pay for it.
Yeah, that's kind of an unusual thing to happen. I actually have never heard of a board like that failing, but okay. It can happen. So now what you want to do is you're thinking that that could have been caused by electrical surge and you want to protect from that?
Most people I talk to do not have surge protectors on their garage door opener.
No, most people don't. And I would be hesitant to probably add one because I think this is probably an anomaly. But I will say this. If you are going to put this on, Chamberlain makes one, I would definitely trust that brand. I know a lot about that brand and the people behind it, and it's a good brand. They make good products. And so if they're offering something that does this, I wouldn't be hesitant to invest in it.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, all these little devices we have around the house, you know, garage door openers and microwaves and stuff like that, are all susceptible to surges of sorts.
But, you know, generally you put surge protection on your main panel, not necessarily on every appliance. And sometimes you put them on, you know, computers and that sort of thing. But this is a very unusual circumstance. But if you're going to put something on and Chamberlain makes a product for that, I would trust it. Okay, Bob?
Hey, very good. Thank you.
Well, homeowners have always had sort of a love-hate relationship with backyard sheds. We love the extra storage space, but we hate the way they look. You know, building one is not as easy as it seems, and maintaining a shed is a job that feels like it never ends. But whether you're just a little tight on outside storage, or maybe you want to build a she shed or a man cave, there are four important things to consider.
Yeah, first off, is the cost. An average shed today is between about $1,000 and $5,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you go DIY or you hire a pro to build it for you. But whether you decide to do that or do it alone, there are several basic questions you need to ask yourself first before you start that shopping process. And first one is, what's the size and style going to be? Because you need to decide if you need something that's simple and utilitarian, or do you want something that's really decorative and ornate? There's just tons of different styles and sizes out there. So evaluate your home, check out the property thoroughly to determine the best style for your needs. And one trick to make the design fit in, so to speak, is to choose a style that matches your home's roof line. If it fits the roof line, it's going to look like it was always there. And if it doesn't, sometimes it looks totally out of place. For example, if your home has a gabled roof, building a shed that's got a barn-style roof is not going to look right. So think about that and decide what size and what style you're going to build.
All right, now budget. If you've got a tight budget, you can design a simple shed that's going to get the job done, but not necessarily have all those frills. If you've got a little extra wiggle room, you can look for added features such as integrated shelving maybe inside, decorative trim on the exterior, or you can go all out man cave or she shed, add some electricity, heat, plumbing, running water, whatever you want. Let's make it really awesome in there.
Yeah, and finally, let's talk about permits. This is really important. You need to check your local building property codes to determine if you need a building permit to build a shed on your property. There are two or three different types that could apply. We could be talking about a building permit, a mechanical permit, and a zoning permit, which basically says like how many accessory structures or extra buildings you can have on your property. You don't want to find out if you finish that shed that it's got to come down because it violated some building codes or zoning ordinance. So make sure you do that in advance. This way, when it's complete, you can get to filling up with all that stuff, and you'll have some great storage space to enjoy in the years to come.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1-foot by 1-foot square pour of concrete. So that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, now if there is a dirt floor, would it be wiser to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and in the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the columns sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona, so it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out
and it would dry.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish.
Download the app today. Coming up, concrete. It's a material that we usually think about for heavy-duty uses. Sidewalks, foundations, driveways. But it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun craft projects. We're going to share some ideas next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement project questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head on over to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com/podcast and grab our pod. It comes out every Monday and Thursday just in time to help you tackle your next home improvement adventure.
All right, now we've got Diane in Illinois who needs some extra storage space at her Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a deck off of our master bedroom, and it's a 12 by 12 deck, and I want to turn it into a walk-in closet, and I want to bring my washer and dryer from the basement upstairs and put it into that closet.
Well, this sounds like a good project, Diane, but I have to tell you that generally when people try to convert a deck into a finished room, I've seen it done many, many times, especially in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector. It just doesn't work for a lot of reasons. And I can understand that you want it to, you know, flow nicely into the house and all of that, but you're really talking about an addition here. And if you're going to build an addition, you typically are going to build it different than a deck. What I would recommend is that even though this is a small project, it's a complicated project because not only do you want a closet, you also want laundry there. I think this is a great opportunity for you to consult with an architect because you have a lot to do to get this done correctly, and you also don't want to make it look like it's sort of slapped on the outside of your house because it's going to detract from your home value. But every single time I've seen somebody try to take a deck and convert it into living space, it's never worked out too well. It might be that you can preserve some of the framing and maybe incorporate it in there, but it's going to now be living space. It's going to have to be heated. It's going to have to be cooled. It's going to have wiring. It's going to have plumbing. You know, it's an addition. It's no longer going to be in a deck. So while that space might fit well for it, you know, starting with the existing deck doesn't always make the most sense, okay?
Okay. So what would we have to just tear that deck down and start over, or?
You may, but that's why I say let's not speculate on this and let's not make a wrong step. This is a type of project where you are well advised to hire an architect. It's not going to be an expensive consulting fee because it's a small project. But it's really smart to do that in this situation because you'll find out what you can save and what you have to tear down. You won't make a costly mistake.
Okay. I didn't want anything falling off the house and tearing the roof apart, and I didn't want to have to do all of that. So I appreciate your advice.
Well, concrete is a material we usually think about for heavy-duty uses like sidewalks or foundations, but it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun craft projects.
Yeah, and you know what? This comes from Quikrete. They've got a bunch of videos on their website with concrete crafting projects. And what I thought was really neat looking was making concrete vases. And they're actually super easy to do. Now, Quikrete has the step-by-step on their site, but generally, here's how it works. First, you pick up some Quikrete concrete countertop mix. While it's a high-strength product that's designed for a countertop, it really does work great for casting projects like making these vases or even pendant lights. Now, it comes in two colors, gray and white, and it's designed to flow exactly where you need it to. So to make your vase, you take a plastic bottle and drill a hole in the top that's big enough to fit a pen, candle, test tube, something like that. Really, anything tube-shaped is going to work because the tube will become the hole for your flowers. Then just turn that bottle upside down, cut off the bottom, and fill it with the concrete mix. About a day later, you cut away the plastic from the concrete. And at that point, the concrete's going to be solid, but the edges are still going to be soft enough for you to sand away any of the rough spots. and what you're left with is a vase in the shape of the inside of the bottle that you used as a mold, and that tube becomes the holder for the beautiful flowers that you're going to add. I mean, it's really a great project and such an interesting use for such a durable building material. I really like these types of things.
And the QuickReed countertop mix is basically all you need to get this done, so everything else you probably can find right around your house. You can check out the entire video at QuickReed.com. Just click on the how-to videos. That's QuickReed.com. QuickReed, it's what America is made of. And if you take on this project, it might be what some beautiful concrete vases will be made of, too.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you might think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know it can also wreak some serious structural havoc? We're going to explain next.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you need some help? What are you working on? You got a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Hey, Money Pit listeners, what are you working on this weekend? Well, we can help you get that project done right, or maybe even give you a bigger and better project to work on. We've got an amazing giveaway today, courtesy of Trex. Now, they've just launched the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's. So, of course, Trex has provided us with a $500 gift card to Lowe's to help you get started with that project. Now, the Trex Transcend Deck Kit, that's going to include all the materials that you need to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, Trex fascia, and Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. The Trex is high performance, it's eco-friendly, it's made of a composite, so it's super durable and eco-friendly. It's made primarily from recycled materials, so it's going to retain its beauty for decades and also require very minimal upkeep. I mean, this is great. Looks good, easy to take care of, you gotta love it. So, guys, you can spend more time enjoying rather than maintaining. That is the benefit of a Trex composite deck. Now, you can find the Trex deck kit exclusively at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. But we've got a $500 Lowe's gift card going out to one very lucky listener who reaches out to us with their home improvement question.
And, yes, you got to have a home improvement question. You can't just say, I want to be entered into the drawing. Let's get some of those.
I want the kit.
I want the card. But reach out to us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about those questions, whether it's an inside project, an outside project. Maybe you need help planning that deck project. Whatever it is, the number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Tom in Nebraska on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm building a cedar deck. I'm trying to figure out which products to use in order to, you know, preserve the life of it.
Okay, well, cedar's a good choice because it's naturally insect-resistant. So you don't have to worry so much about decay, but if you want to stop it from cracking and checking and splitting, which it'll do simply from exposure to the sun, then you really need to think about putting a product on it that's got a UV protectant in it, like a stain. Now, since it's brand new, I might suggest in this particular case a semi-transparent stain that's going to give it some UV protection. It'll help even out the color, and it'll protect it from the cracking and the checking that goes on. You can pretty much put it on right away, but sometimes when people build cedar decks, they want to enjoy them for a few months just until they start to gray a bit, and then they'll stain them. So the choice is yours, but a semi-transparent stain would be a good option for you right now.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure what to do, you know. I appreciate it, man.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you might think that ivy is a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it can also wreak some serious structural havoc?
Well, it definitely can. You know, ivy does look beautiful. It looks distinguished. And I tell you, growing up in an old house with some stone walls, it can be beautiful. But the truth is that ivy can destroy masonry walls. It can attract carpenter ants. And it even can attract rodents, like rats. And if it gets bad enough, it can kill trees. We had ivy that was really strangling one of our trees in our yard, and what I ended up doing was I had to actually take the chainsaw and I cut through the ivy vine, which had grown to be probably about 2 inches in diameter. And then once I did that, of course, everything above it dried out and eventually it fell off. It took about 2 years, by the way, but the tree is doing great as a result. It did.
My goodness. So we have wisteria, and the wisteria, I didn't plant it. I mean, I happen to love it, but it takes over everything. Same thing. So when we were doing the driveway and I was trying to clean some stuff up, I was just hacking away at these massive roots, and I'm still kind of waiting to see, like, what parts are going to fall off of what. I'm like, does that one look brown? Maybe I got that one. I don't know. It's hard to tell because these things, the ivy, the wisteria, they grow very quickly and very aggressively. Now, is there a way for us to enjoy ivy or any of these climbing, you know, plants like this without them causing any trouble?
I think the trouble is that you need to basically stay on top of it because it is so aggressive. And when it grows on your house, it has little tendrils that go out and they grab like little fingers. They just really hold on. And even when you pull it off, you see some of this plant material behind. And if your house is the type that needs to be painted, you got to scrape right through all that stuff. So it adds to all that work too. So I don't know. It's a tough plant to have on around, to have around your house. So what I would do is, first of all, I would scrape the siding and remove the dead branches and remove those leaves. Make sure you get those little tendrils off.
Those ivy stems that you see, cut them close to the ground with loppers. For trees, this is really effective. Collect that ivy and stuff into trash bags so it doesn't re-root. And then brush herbicide onto the leaves of an ivy stem, and that actually will soak into the stem and kill the root structure as well. So it's a matter of just kind of staying on top of it. And I tell you, it took literally years of constant work for me to cut back the amount of ivy that we had around your house. I told you about that one big, big vein that was going up the tree. The reason I didn't pull it off right away is because, first of all, it was locked on there. But as it dried out, it was easier for me to pull it off, and I just didn't see the need to kind of climb up the tree to get it all off, manually. But it did come down. But the other problem was we had ivy that was going along the side of the yard, and I rented a rototiller. I had to keep stopping, like, every couple of minutes to cut the vines off the blades of the rototiller because it just wouldn't cut them. It would just sort of run up the rototiller like a spindle. So it's tough stuff. That's why you really got to stay on top of it to make sure it doesn't take over your house.
All right. Well, enjoy it carefully, everyone. Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's but it's very shallow, okay, almost no attic, you know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof. You know, like a lifetime roof, and I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof. It's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much, and you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right. Well, if you'd like to update the look of dull bedroom furniture, a lacquered dresser or chest of drawers can do just that. We're going to share how to achieve this classic finish next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending part of this beautiful summer day with us in our Money Pit. We hope that you're enjoying the weather, you're enjoying your home, and if you've got some projects you need to take on, you can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. That's what John in Montana did, Leslie.
John writes, I recently purchased a home that needs some TLC, and I don't know where to begin. John says he wants to replace the old furnace and water heater. One of the bathrooms is in bad shape, but we also need to rip out carpeting and replace hardwood floors. How do you prioritize these projects? I mean, that's a good question because you want to do everything at once, but financially it's overwhelming.
Yeah, and there's a couple of different sides to that. I mean, first of all, this inertia of buying a new place and wanting to change it all at once is something that's really common. We always tell you to slow down, take on the projects you really want to get done, and this way the ones that are left, you'll either get used to it and decide it's not so bad, or you'll end up doing it anyway. But to try to do it all at once is always a hassle. But I think the first thing, if you're buying an old fixer-upper, you want to look at the structure first. Obviously, the foundation and the floor systems. If you've got a home inspection done, that should be guidance in terms of that condition. And also the roof. You know, if the roof needs fixing, it's important to zip up that outside first. And then moving inside the mechanical systems, because that's important for the safety and for the efficiency. And then you can take on the kitchens and the baths and the cosmetic improvements like, replacing or refinishing your floors. But I would make sure that I, first of all, do the structural first, then mechanical, and then do all the cosmetic. Now, that might not seem like cosmetic to you, but when it comes to a floor versus a heating system that might be old and leaking, you really want to do the heating system first.
Yeah, and I also think with things like bathrooms, like you kind of want to live in the space a bit because you might come up with better ideas on how to change that kitchen or the bath or the flow of something. So definitely structural, mechanical, that's the way to go.
Well, if you guys would like to update the look of some dull bedroom furniture, a lacquered dresser or a chest of drawers can do just that, and the sheen doesn't have to stop there. Les has got tips on adding high gloss for some high style in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what's your take on lacquered furniture?
I mean, I kind of love it. It's so shiny, and when it looks like wet nail polish, it's just really, really a fantastic finish. So even though it's getting popular again, you have to do a lot of prep work to make sure that you get this done right. You've got to sand. You've got to seal. You want to make sure, first of all, that you generally give it a good sanding and then thoroughly clean it with tack cloth. The tack cloth is going to get rid of all of those fine sort of sanded particles that are left over from the prep work, and so you got to get rid of that because any sort of little speck really is going to show up in that super glossy finish. So do that. Then you want to use only aerosol spray lacquer and make sure you protect that work area with drop cloths, newspaper. Make sure that you're working in a well-ventilated area. And you also want to make sure that if you're working outside, watch out for the overspray because you may end up with like a beautiful outline just on the concrete next to you because it just got carried away a little bit. So look out for that as well. Now, you're going to want to apply the lacquer slowly and evenly. So hold that spray can about 18 inches from the surface of your project. If you go further than that, you can kind of get an orange peel dimpled appearance in the lacquer. If you go closer, you're going to end up with too much lacquer, and it's going to build up, it's going to run, it's going to sag. So you kind of have to work slowly at the right distance and give them even overlapped sprays. You want to kind of create a pattern, overlap them slightly, several thin coats, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big. But can a home be too tight? Can it be too energy-efficient? We're going to share how to make sure you're maintaining a healthy indoor air environment on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.